This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, big night, final night. Keep that music up. Final night before the election. We've got a big show tonight. Mike Lindell going to call in from the Trump campaign in Las Vegas tonight. Also, Bree Payton will be joining us for her first time in the Ladies Lounge. And why does all that matter? Well, it is election week, friends. We are 3 days away. Did you know that? 3 days from right now. In fact, I'm going to go out on the limb and say that by this time on Tuesday night, we will have a very strong indication of, you can begin to fade the music now. It's on the job training, people. But this time on Tuesday night, we will be experiencing a trend that's going to tell us one thing or the other. It's going to tell us we're going to see a big night for Donald Trump, or we're going to see a pretty good night for Hillary Clinton. And I think by 9 p.m., we're going to start to see some of those trends take hold, and I'm excited. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm sick of this election, but I'm excited that we're at the end. I think that we're going to have a pretty good time here in the last 3 days, and it's going to get even more exciting as you realize that the two candidates are doing everything they can to win. Like they are working themselves to death as best they can to stay alive. Trump this morning started in Tampa. He went to Colorado. He's going back to Vegas, and then Colorado. He's crisscrossing the country several times the next few days. Hillary's going to do a spotlighting of events around. But here's what I want you to understand tonight. I think that Trump is not going to win by a small margin. I do not think he's going to win by a small margin. Well, that was nice. We had some sort of sound just. What was that sound? Sounded like somebody had a microphone outdoors on the street as the wind was blowing by. It's not going to. We're not going to lose. Trump is not going to lose by a small margin. He's not going to win by a small margin. He's going to win by a big margin. And the reason that he's going to win by a big margin is due to the fact that Hillary's a crook. Like, we still have basically the same issue with her that is still being uncovered day after day. But let me just bring you up to speed on a big IOU thank you that we owe to the NYPD. Now, some of you, you know, you don't live in New York. If you do, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But some of you think of the NYPD as what the national media says about them. Oh, they're terrible. Oh, they're horrible. They're hideous, blah, blah, blah. By the way, we've had some more assassinated. One was shot in the Bronx yesterday, an ambush that was set up. But it was police officers on the NYPD that decided that they were going to force the FBI to reopen the email investigation. I'll explain how in just a little bit. But if it weren't for the NYPD, that would have never happened. And we owe them tremendous thanks tonight. So if you're in the city, if you're around the city, you see a cop, walk up to them and say, thank you. Thank you for protecting our country. Thank you for helping us have a more informed electorate come election day. Because there's all kinds of silly stuff that people are laying out there. 888-340-3373. Big question tonight. Who do you think is going to win and by how much? Here's I'm doing a daily 5-day tracker prediction little track that I'm doing right now. I started yesterday. I did my second update to it today. Here's where I have the election at if it was going to be held today. I believe Trump would win 33 states and the 2nd District, Congressional District of Maine. I think he would accumulate 328 Electoral College votes, way over the amount necessary to win. That leaves Hillary with somewhere around 17 states. I think she also gets the Washa, the District of Columbia, thrown in, and I think that she ends up somewhere around 210. But this time, Wednesday night, we're going to start to know. Because if he wins Florida, if he wins North Carolina, if he wins in Pennsylvania, if he wins in Michigan, if he wins in Ohio, if he wins in New Hampshire, if he wins that second district in Maine, if he wins Wisconsin, if he wins Iowa, done. Hillary's going to have a bad night the rest of the night. And by the time those polls close in just those states that I named, we're going to know everything else we need to know. Because the red states have gotten redder over the last couple of weeks. And the blue states have been turning purple and pink in the process. I saw a poll today that says he might even be competitive in Minnesota, which is going to be, we're going to owe a big thank you to Mike Lindell if that's the case, because he's the most well-known man in Minnesota. Mike Lindell is the most recognized person on TV right now. And he's out there talking the Trump train every chance he gets. He's going to join us in just a few minutes here on Radio Night Live. Anyway, I want to get to this story. It's a blockbuster story. I broke it yesterday in Afternoon Drive. The NYPD, a lot of people didn't know this. We just know that Director Comey reopened the investigation into the emails when they got Anthony the Pervert Wiener's laptop. And when they got his laptop, they found these 650,000 emails, and they started going through them, and all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, we've got to get a warrant. They get a warrant, the FBI does, and they are now sifting through them. And the Department of Justice is standing over their shoulder going, But before any of that happened, in the potential child molestation case that the NYPD was going to advance against Anthony Weiner on the local level, they had already subpoenaed and warranted this computer. So members of the New York Police Department had already taken a peek at what some of the emails in the laptop belonging to Abedin and Weiner contained. And as they were looking through, what they discovered was there was a lot of illegal stuff going on. Tons. Some of it had to do with Bill. Hey, how you doing? And his some 20 trips to a sex island with a convicted pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. Then there was this other little note. Oh, on six other occasions, not with Bill. Heaven forbid that. Hillary Clinton went to the sex island as well. Also revealed in these emails, details about money laundering that might or might not include the Clinton Foundation. Huh. Other stuff that was included in there has to do with the use of classified information and other things. In other words, there was a cavalcade of stuff that the NYPD saw with their eyes. So they take it back to Director Comey. They say to Director Comey, you call a grand jury, you look at this stuff, you make timely indictments, or we're going to hold a press conference and tell what we know. Now, the Justice Department under Loretta Lynch heard about this. Oh, no, we can't be having that. We've been covering up for Clinton this whole time. So they come back to the NYPD and they say, hey, if you think about doing that, there's one of those guys from the Eric Garner chokehold case. We still have the right to charge him, and we haven't done that yet, but if you go forward with this, we may charge him. On October the 25th, the Justice Department pressed charges against that NYPD officer. I believe in direct retaliation for the NYPD forcing the FBI to reopen the case, looking into the illegality, the criminality, the sex crimes, the money laundering crimes, the classified information, the loss of national security. I believe that the FBI, which I think the under agents that had investigated it the first time thought the charges should have been brought, but the Justice Department so angry that they carried through on their threat. And the NYPD stood up anyway. Friends, if there is an ounce of truth that comes out of this case, the laptop with Huma Abedin's private emails in it and all of Hillary's stuff, if the 650,000 emails turn over something that actually does bring about indictments and charges and guilty convictions, you can thank the NYPD, because the chief, below the commissioner level, but very, very high up, a chief said, these are crimes that we cannot allow to stand. It doesn't matter who committed them. I'm a father of daughters, he says. These have to be prosecuted. So here we are, final stretch, 3 days out. Now you know why. Now you know why. We were all wondering why. Now we know why. The FBI reversed course, decided to open up the case when they didn't want to. They had put this to bed. Everybody thought it was done. Thank you, NYPD. Thank you to the best police department on planet Earth for standing up and doing the right thing. Send these crooks to jail. Lock her up. We're 3 days away from the nation deciding what they want. I'm just hoping that the government officials will as well. Okay, your thoughts and calls, 888-340-3373. My special guest tonight, let's go to the big board. We got Mike Lindell joining us live from Las Vegas. He will be telling us what the campaign trail is like there. He is with Mr. Trump and has been for the last few days. I saw the movie Hacksaw Ridge this week, massive hit. It's going to get Gibson back to the Oscars. And Bree Payton's going to be with us in the second hour for the Ladies Lounge. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, live from New York. It is our final show before the big election come Tuesday. We are 72 hours out is what we are. And I believe that by this time, a little after 9 o'clock East Coast on Tuesday, we're going to start to see some trends take place. I'm running a daily tracker on my social media. If you want to follow it, I'm giving you my daily estimates of what I believe, which states I believe he will win, how many electoral votes. But I do believe, I've been saying this for about 3 weeks now, I saw trends moving his direction before last Friday, a week ago Friday's revelations about the laptop, but since that time it has only solidified more and more, and I genuinely believe he's going to win, and it's not going to be really a close call. It's not going to be the 1984, 49 states to one kind of thing, but it is. I do believe it's going to be a larger win than people have expected the entirety of this election process. Nevertheless, you must get out and vote. It doesn't matter how close or how big or anything else. If you don't vote, you don't have any say in what kind of government you end up getting. So get out, get the vote done, make your vote count, and then join the rest of the nation to see if history is made on Tuesday night. Now, I ran across an interesting graphic earlier today, and Nick, if you've got it, put it on the screen for the Biz TV audience, but I'll describe it for the radio listeners tonight. Someone has gone back and counted the attendance at the rallies, and this is really, really... that's only showing the final 2 months, if you can widen it out just a touch. But from August through October, Donald Trump attracted 713,665 people in his attendance at the rallies. For that same length of time, Hillary Clinton attracted 60,000. 713,000 to 60,000 attendees that saw them in person. I did the math on this. If you divide it by the number of events that they did, and he did almost twice as many events as she did, it comes out to like 7-1, the number of people that turned out to see him. In the month of September, put the graphic back up one more time. In the month of September, she only saw 4,150 people in the whole month. Across the 11 events that she held for that month, that's like 300 people per event that showed up. See, the media hasn't been talking about this, but I've noted the enthusiasm gap for quite some time. That is really a stunning number. 713,000 over the last 3 months that have gone to see Donald Trump in person, 60,000 to see Hillary Clinton. My next guest might have some sort of opinion on this. He has been out stumping the trail for the Trump train. You know him as a regular guest on this broadcast, because he's been a real strong supporter of what we do here on Saturday nights. Without My Pillow, there would literally be no Radio Night Live. But Mike Lindell is back with us, not in person this time, but by phone, and from the campaign trail in Las Vegas with some breaking news. Mike, we just saw on the news coverage that they said that there's been a bit of a scare at the Trump rally there. Do you know anything about it?
No, actually, I don't. I didn't hear that. What do you got
going? That's okay. There was something that happened in the arena. Mr. Trump went backstage. As we get more details, we will let people know. But it appears that they have it under control now, and that it's going to be back to normal here shortly. Very different, I would add, by the way, than what Mr. Obama did in his rally yesterday, where he ended up scolding his people. But anyway, Mike, welcome back. Talk to me about what your experience has been like on the campaign trail with Mr. Trump.
Well, thanks, Kevin. And I just got news about this 5 minutes ago. I was waiting to come on your show. I'm going to leave Las Vegas here. I'm here for actually doing media and stuff for my foundation also besides for Mr. Trump. But Mr. Trump's appearing in Minnesota tomorrow, and they called me. They want me to speak. So that's
Well, do you know why? Tonight, they have moved, the poll trackers have moved Minnesota from leaning left to now, in some poll tracking, being a toss-up. He's actually made some headway in a very, very deeply blue state, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't voted red since 1972, and the thing is, and where I live, it's kind of a joke. Like, why do we even vote? You know, and that's, but that's different this year. There's no, it's all Trump signs everywhere you go in Minnesota. And you know, when I met, you know, I got Kevin, as you know, I got to meet, I got called by, Mr. Trump in July. It was late July, I believe. And he reached out to me to have a, I had been at the Republican convention. I had met, through a series of events that I ended up there, I had met his, I ended up in his, family section and his team at the Republican convention. I got to know him. I go, wow, these are amazing people. And then I, ended up with Dr. Ben Carson on the plane and another divine appointment. And I switched seats with Candy, his wife. And I talked about all these things that I wanted to, you know, that I was doing for the inner cities and stuff and
right.
private funds and that sparked interest in Mr. Trump and because he kept seeing my commercials on his plane. So I think I got to talk to this guy. I went to meet him in New York and I walked in, I got through Secret Service. I walk in and it was just like a friend of mine. I mean, he goes, Mike, how are you doing? And, he actually says, well, I see where you're crossing your commercials. He says, are you a Christian? I said, yes. And we talked a little about God. I said, this is a divine appointment. And then we talked about the inner cities and what I'm doing in Minneapolis and in Minnesota with private funds and this and what I'm going to be doing with across the country. And he says, you know what? He says, and I'm going to rebuild them and bring in the jobs. And it was just everything we talked about. It was, you know, he just was doing his due diligence.
Right.
On, you know, coming from a company's perspective, I told him how Obamacare is just in Minnesota. It's one of the worst states, for price increase. And it's just been that meeting was, I'll never forget it. And it was just like, and that led, of course, we've been, you know, I've been on this, helping out ever since. And I've been to two of the debates and in the spin rooms. And it's all been a whirlwind for me. I never thought I'd be political, Kevin. Kevin, when you and I were in Israel last year, and I was saying, you know, I told you, you know, I didn't even know anything about politics, did I? I mean, I was asking you question after question. You know?
Yeah, you were, but you had a feeling then that Mr. Trump was going to be in the mix here down the stretch, and you were absolutely right. Let me ask you this, Michael, because you were with us just a few weeks ago, and we got to hear your whole story of how that happened. We're just a minute away from this next break, but I want to know, when you're out there now, I just showed that graphic of Trump drawing nearly three-quarters of a million people to rally since August. Hillary's done 60,000 is all she's drawn. You seeing that energy where you go? Is it replicating what these statistics are saying?
I'm seeing the energy where not just where he goes, but anywhere, everywhere I go. I'm just right out there talking about it, and everybody is excited. Everybody is, you know, what you're going to see, Kevin, is just what you're saying. I seen on your post today. What you predict is the numbers the election numbers. I was like 320, 340, whatever.
Well, and I didn't even put Minnesota in there yet. I think I might have to go Minnesota the next day or two.
I'll tell you that, but I totally agree because you know what?
Hey, Mike, hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back. We're live from New York. It's a very busy night, the last Radio Night Live before the big election. And Mike Lindell from the campaign trail with Mr. Trump with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So glad you're with us live from New York. There's a live shot of Times Square if you're watching on Biz TV. And if you're getting us on the Biz TV affiliate out in Reno, Nevada tonight, we do have it confirmed in that last break. There was a little bit of excitement right at the top of the hour. You had Mr. Trump actually ushered off stage with some Secret Service. Evidently, someone down near the front of the gathering had created a disruption. But everything that got back to normal pretty quickly, they got that person out, and I think the rally is proceeding with normal speed, which at a Trump rally is always kind of fun. Mike Lindell is our guest. He is the founder, CEO, chief bottle washer, and head good guy at MyPillow.com. There's not a better piece of technology that I've ever seen help someone's life so much as the MyPillow. And Mike personally rejuvenated my life a number of years ago when he gave me my first MyPillow. That very same night, I fell asleep and fell into REM cycle sleep. Didn't even know what REM cycle sleep was that night. And I've never been without one since. And I just owe that good sleep to Mike. But now he's actually trying to help the country. And, Mike, you mentioned before we went to the break that being political is not something you had done in the past. What made you decide that this election was important enough to get involved in this way?
Well, you know, it's I believe this is biblical. I mean, I can't say any other way. What I look at, what's going to, you know, this, what will happen if Hillary would get voted in? It would just be catastrophic. And that doesn't even count the things like Obamacare that I deal with. I have 1,100 employees, and they all have so many concerns, and I know in my faith, it was, you know, God saying, you know, to get involved. And my board this spring, Kevin, my board on my pillow, I know I said, I'm going to do this. And they're going, well, you know, boy, you get political, you know, we're a company. And I'm going, you know, this is me personally. And I'm hitting other, believe me, I'm getting backlash, you know, from left-wing groups. I mean, I've been attacked for this whole week now.
Sure.
And I just can't believe it, but it is funny because, you talk about the product and myself and the stuff I'm doing for the, you know, inner cities and stuff is I've been looking at the paper and at the newspapers and online, and one person will say something bad about me, calling me names because I'm, backing Mr. Trump, and 10 people will just go after that person and say, you know what, you know, it's like going, wow, that's, you know, it's a movement, and it is a movement, and it's just, I had to learn all these things, Kevin, but there was, you know, with the Supreme Court and with all these other things, all the other things, that doesn't even count, I guess it's just, I'm going, what would things look like 5 years from now or 10 years from now?
Sure.
We would, and I'm in Minnesota. There's so much, when you talk about, Islamic terrorism and ISIS and in Minnesota, you know, we had that knifing we had there, you know, a month or so ago. That was like right outside one of my stores, in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And we have, I just don't want, you worry about the safety of the country, you worry about the future, and it's just, it's just common sense. I'm going, you know, I'll talk to people and I'm just...
Yeah, but it was a burden on your heart personally. Like, you know these people that have these fears, and look, if Obamacare goes up or down, you're probably okay because you're the owner of MyPillow, but your 1,100 employees, they get dramatically impacted by this. I was looking at the numbers out of Pennsylvania last week. 51% is the average increase for people living in Philadelphia. 53% is the average increase for people living in Pittsburgh. I don't know how you do that. I mean, we're barely able to take care of it as it is. You add 50% more to what you're supposed to pay, and you're losing competition and losing services. So there's nothing to compete for.
And you know, in Minnesota, Kevin, and, you know, I don't have my notes here in front of me, but I've actually had to do some due diligence. And we had a great program in Minnesota before Obamacare. It was like a Minnesota pool. It was like a risk pool. And
oh, yeah.
It's like back in the day with car insurance. And it was, we had a great thing going, and it totally is destroyed. We've had, I won't name the carriers, but have dropped out. One dropped out, a big carrier dropped out in a year ago, and then another one this summer just dropped out. So it's getting down to where, you know, I don't even know how it can, you know, it's going to function. You just keep charging more to my employees, and then the deductibles are bigger. It's like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, no, they get punched in the gut from every angle.
Yeah.
And that's why Mr. Trump has said he thinks it's going to implode in on itself, and it's going to take a real entrepreneur, innovator, thinker to come up with something that replaces it. We're talking with Mike Lindell. He's on the campaign trail in Vegas tonight with Mr. Trump at the with the Trump campaign. He's also doing some work for his foundation. When we come back, Mike, your thoughts on where we go heading into Tuesday. We got got to take this break. Be right back. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
1681. For the perfect occasion. So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you. If there is something that breaks out on the campaign trail tonight, we'll try to get you the latest update. The latest from Reno, Nevada, is they have arrested the guy that created the disturbance at the Trump rally. So that rally has gone on as scheduled. And we are visiting with Mike Lindell, who is not only with the Trump campaign in Vegas tonight, but is headed to his home state of Minnesota tomorrow to try to rally the How do you describe the voters of Minnesota, Mike? I mean, these are not your typical red state voters. These are very strongly willed voters that see things a very certain way. I mean, they did elect Jesse Ventura governor for
right, and that, you know, and back then, you know, Kevin, back then, you know, there was so many of us that had never voted before, and we went out for that vote, believe it or not, and when we voted Jesse in, and then and you know that we have been outnumbered there, but it's different this time. I mean, you don't see, I really believe that we've had enough in Minnesota.
Do you think that it's Trump's private sectorness that makes him attractive to the voters of Minnesota?
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. And Kevin, and you know, when I talk to people, and I've talked to a lot of people in Minnesota, because this has been my dream. Now I'm speaking tomorrow before at his rally, and I firsthand by meeting him, and we talked about it. I'm going, and I told you this before. I checked out all Mr. Trump's. I talked to so many of his employees, and they're going, and how he runs his businesses, and I'm going, and you know what? It was such a, and I had heard this before. You're very similar in how you run your business. Well, MyPillow, we were able to go from 5 employees to 1,100 now. We make decisions. We don't have the typical corporations where you have all these meetings to have meetings to have meetings, right, to have PowerPoints, right, to have meetings. And Mr. Trump surrounds himself with the most amazing people, and the decisions are made. And so much of it's common sense in business. It really is. And you look for deviations, and if you recognize deviations, he's such a smart man, and I believe it is that's what's in Minnesota. That's what we're drawn to, is the entrepreneur, you know, the businessman, and quite frankly, now it's an extra push with all the corruption in Washington, and there's no transparency. There's no, you know, you get what you get, and that's what we've always gotten. So here's what you get, and we're, you know, and, you know, we don't have a voice, it seems like. And I think that's what's appealing to us. Is that,
sure,
every, you know, I went down and voted, I don't know, the day before yesterday, I guess. And I'm seeing people down there, and the place was packed. And I know these people, and a lot of them. I mean, I grew up in the town I have my company in, and I'm going, well, I know these guys are voting for Trump, and I could, you know, I didn't have to ask them. And it's just a different turnout where, you know, a Trump voter, I think you come election day, they'll stand in line for 3-4 hours just to vote, where I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of demographics not voting because they just don't have the drive they have for Hillary because of what's happened.
Yeah, Governor Huckabee described it to me 2 days ago as saying that Hillary voters may or may not vote. It'll depend on their mood of the day and the weather, and like there's nothing that's really getting them out to the polls. He said,
right,
what he's seeing in Florida and some of the places he's been with Trump, that the people that are there will swim through shark infested water to cast their vote, and that's
absolutely.
And I think it's part of the desperation of how the country feels about itself. I think, Mike, when you talk about 8 years of basically stagnation, where we,
right,
haven't seen anything really positively grow, and then you get to the point where Trump was the only one that was willing to say, this system might be rigged, and then you run against maybe the most manipulative political machine that's ever operated, and you find out, as we did this last week, that they're likely criminal. It's not just the two. It's not just the two candidates themselves that you're voting on. It's the 3,500 staffers that they're going to put in charge of things in Washington.
Absolutely.
While you're there, and I know a lot of the Trump staff personally. I know Ken Blackwell. I know Janice Shaw Krause. I know Mike Pence. I know Kellyanne Conway. We're getting a different level of public servant from his team. Even if you have trouble with the two candidates, just look at the people that they have around them. Most of Hillary's people should be in jail, and Trump's is the best of the best.
Right. I've been around them. I have been around all of them for a month and a half now, and these are good people. Kevin, you know me. I'm people ask me about about Mr. Trump, you know, the stuff that happened a few weeks ago that came out from 11 years ago. I said, you know what? I was an ex-crack addict, crack cocaine addict. I on January 16, 2009, overnight, I had God transformed me, and it was the desire was gone forever. And I said, you know what? What I'm seeing is good people, including Mr. Trump, where his heart's in it just to help the country and his transformation that he's in. I mean, they're praying before they go on the debates. I told you that. I mean, it's just been amazing. I, as a Christian, am going, this is absolutely God. This is a miracle we're seeing here that somebody was ever to break through. And, you know, all this, corruption, all this stuff that's been going on. Kevin, I'm going to tell you another thing. I spend a lot of time in the music industry and in the movie industry and in Hollywood. This last, I was doing commercials out in California. And I was also with some musicians in another day, and I'm joking around. I'm not joking around. I'm right out there where I'm at, you know, because I got to meet them. I know them, you know, I know firsthand. I know not many people can say that of what I've been able to experience and get and what, how amazing because of my credibility. I wouldn't give 100% of my credibility to anybody if I didn't 100% know that this is the right choice to make.
Right.
And I'm saying this in these, and I'm doing this commercial, and I'm actually making fun. I'm going, you know, and you sleep like this at night, Vote Trump, and you're doing this at Vote Trump. And I'm putting these in there, and these guys are, and you could just feel the uneasiness. This was in California. You're feeling this uneasiness. Well, then, as the day went on, every one of them came out to me. You know what? I can't say that, but I am voting Trump. I am voting for Mr. Trump.
Isn't that
funny?
But
if we can't say it, we can't say it in our industry, or we get blackballed or whatever. Yeah. I mean, they're going to get, it's like you get.
Well, Mike, there was a story this morning that a high school, they do mock elections in high schools, and a principal shut the high school election down because the kids were chanting, lock her up and go Trump, go at the lunch tables. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know. Anyway, hey, Mike.
They did a poll in Minnesota. They did a poll in Minnesota at high schools.
I know you've got a lot of things to get to. Do well on your speech tomorrow. We'll check in with you. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Thank you, Mike Lindell, for being with us. This is
from the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana's Durable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana's Durable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back to New York. Glad to have you with us. Glad to have Mike Lindell live from the trail there in Las Vegas. If you're watching us on Viz TV there in Vegas, great affiliate that we've gotten out there. You guys have been calling the show the last several weeks, and I hear from you. There's a number of you that want to get my daily show on in your city. We'll see what we can do about that. At the top of the next hour, we've got Bree Payton from the Federalist, which is a tremendous website, writing about conservative issues, and going to get kind of the millennials' perspective on where things stand on Tuesday. But as I've been telling you tonight, I think that this race is about to have the door kicked open on it. I'm expecting a very, very big win for Trump on Tuesday night. Now, not as big. Let me just qualify that. I don't think it's going to be as big as Reagan when he won re-election against Walter Mondale in 1984. He won 49 states. Mondale won Minnesota just barely, and people on the Reagan side were saying, hey, recount Minnesota. It was a huge, huge election. But I do think that this has the potential to be similar to Reagan versus Carter in 1980, which was still a very big win. And it came after a very demoralized country had lost its self-confidence. We were being embarrassed on the international stage. Our hostages, we couldn't even get our hostages out. Just think of the last year. We couldn't even get hostages out of Iran without paying them large mountains of cash. A feckless foreign policy. All kinds of problems in the world, and we're sitting there saying we're leading from behind. Friends, if the American state does not lead, the world will fill that vacuum with people we don't want leading. I'm not calling for intervention, but we need to have a presence on the international stage, and we've just been too willing to give it all up. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on Tuesday, but my current prediction is that Trump wins 33 states and the second district in Maine, which will give him one electoral vote out of Maine, and altogether that'll be about 328 electoral votes. It doesn't matter who you like. If you don't like the situation now, you have to vote. So get out and get to the polls and do your part. But what Mike was saying about seeing lines in Minnesota, I've seen them too. I'm seeing long lines on all the early voting states. It's going to be interesting because I don't think, well, we found out one of the reasons why the polls have been so kind of lopsided this last year, and it has to do with the fact that a lot of the polling organizations are in the tank for Hillary. We just had an expose on that on HeatStreet.com yesterday. Anyway, I want to say thank you to MyPillow for making this possible. MyPillow has a 4-for-1 pillow offer for you tonight that will begin to give you the best night's sleep of your life. And if you've been entangled up in knots about this election, get a MyPillow because it'll help you sleep good every single night. It's machine washable, dryable. You can get you buy one premium pillow tonight, they're going to give you a second one at no additional cost, and they're going to throw in, because I asked them to, the Go Anywhere travel pillows. You're going to get four pillows for the price of one. And now you've heard from Mike Lindell. You know his heart. He wants to make sure you're taken care of. He wants to help this country. He wants to see. So he's employing 1,100 people. They all are working to make your night's sleep the best it can be. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That's 888. 888-